When quarantine started, I was actually pretty okay with it. I work from home, one of the largest cybersecurity companies in the country, so there wasn't any loss in my pay. And the only thing that sucked was that I couldn't go to the gym. Luckily, I had a few dumbbells at home, and I made do with what I have. I'm also a female and 28 years old. Everything seemed pretty okay, actually. I don't have any family that lives close by, and would go to my friend's place every now and then. But I try to keep myself socially distanced. But things quickly changed when one night I was in my living room watching some late-night TV on Netflix. At first, it sounded like something was being moved around or scooted upstairs, but it was faint. I had to turn the volume down by this point on the TV to get a better listen, but it had stopped. I chalked it up to my imagination playing tricks on me, and turned back on the TV. But almost as soon as I continued watching, the sound started again, but this time a little louder. That's when I decided to check my security camera on my phone. I went room by room, and I still didn't see anything. Now, these are not the best cameras in the world by any means, and they do have night vision built in and motion detection. They even record for a short while when they notice movement. So after that, I decided it was probably something outside and went to bed shortly after. After I woke up, I forgot all about the last night and continued my day as usual. I went online for a few hours to do my work, had some coffee, and did my little at-home workout. And lately, around 2 p.m., I will go for a run for about an hour to get out of the house and stretch my legs. After my run, I get back home and decide to take a shower. But that's when I noticed the floor of my bathtub was wet, and I hadn't taken a shower the night before. But everything else in the bathroom looked normal. None of my towels had been touched from what I could tell. I looked around my house again, and everything seemed normal. But as I went back to take a shower and get the water started, my phone's security alert went off. I was already half naked at this point, and when I opened the app, my jaw almost hit the floor. From what I could see, it looked like maybe a man in his late 40s in my guest bedroom coming out of the closet. And for your mind's eye, my house has two bathrooms, one upstairs and one downstairs. The guest room was down the hall from the bathroom I was in, and the only way downstairs was to go past that room. I didn't know what to do and just continued to stare at my screen. The man was now holding something in his right hand and went back into the closet. I watched on for about 3 minutes and I couldn't see any movement. By then, I had already put on my shorts again and top, and as quietly and quickly as I could, I went down the hall to the stairs. Now, my house isn't the newest houses, so the stairs have spots that are really squeaky when you go down or up them. I already knew the spots that made the most noise, so I avoided them as best as I could. After getting down the stairs, I ran outside into my car, where I called the police. They came really fast, actually, and checked out the house. Must have been around 10 minutes of waiting by the officer outside, while the others went inside. They finally came out with a man in handcuffs. It turns out he was homeless and had been staying in my attic for the past 3 weeks. After some questioning, they found out he had lived at the same house years before, and he knew the layout of it, and he knew about the attic that had an access point in the bedroom's closet. How he got past my cameras for so long, I will never know. I was having some issues with the app, and it didn't always work with motion detection. Now, he never actually did anything to me, and didn't try to hurt me or steal anything from what I could tell. Still just scares me as to what could have happened, and how much more aware of my surroundings I need to have. I just hate that I need to feel like that in my own home. I've been sitting here at my computer for about 30 minutes now, trying to figure out what to say or how to put this into words. I work at a local CrossFit gym in San Diego, California,
now since quarantine started, the rules and regulations have gotten pretty strict. We do the best we can to keep everything clean and everyone at least 6 feet apart, but they still have shut us down. So it's just been me by myself at the gym a few hours a day to do maintenance on the building and equipment. Things have been fairly quiet around here since then, besides a few phone calls a day and asking if we're open. Now things started to get a little more interesting, if that's how you could put it, when I would come into the open gym and notice little things moved around. At first it was just some towels that I had folded and put away. I chalked it up to me not paying attention and perhaps the other manager who worked there, but he only came in very little because most of his work was done from home. Then a few days later, I noticed that weights were moved around too. Now this building is more of a warehouse setting and is not super fancy. We don't have any cameras or alarms in the building, just a set of keys that works for the front and back of the gym. I called up the other manager after seeing this to ask him if he knew of anything about the weights being moved. I wasn't sure if he was letting in some friends at night to use the gym or what was going on. Of course he said no and knew nothing about it, and that he hasn't been to the local gym in weeks. And that's about the time I noticed a car pass by the front of the store. Now if you were to drive by the location we're at, you wouldn't see anyone out there. All the other businesses that were next door have closed up, and no one's working at them. So to see a car drive by was extremely strange. I looked out the window and noticed a car again drive by to the back of the gym. Now I ride a bike to work because it's better on the environment, and because I'm a cheapskate. So nobody would tell that anyone's at the store, unless you called or went right to the front door and looked inside the windows. I had ran to the back of the gym and looked at the door where I noticed it start to unlock, and a man walk right inside. I just stood there like, what the hell? We made eye contact and he said, "Hello there," in a really deep voice. I wasn't sure what to say or who he was. I just replied, "Hello there, sir. Can I help you?" He said something along the lines of, "No, but thank you," and turned around and went back out the door, where I kind of followed along and just watched him get back in his car and drive away. Now, after turning back to the door, I noticed two things. One, the lock to the door looked extremely scratched and dented, like someone had broke it. And two, there was a note on the door that said today's date and time. I'm not really sure what to make of all this, but I've called the police already and I'm waiting for them to show up. It's not even a bad area I work at, but since quarantine started, people have been acting really dumb lately. So I wouldn't put it past some beefheads trying to break into the gym and get a pump. Anyways, that's my story. I'll update you guys if anything changes or more happens. This story takes place a few months ago when quarantine started. I was living with my boyfriend and his friend at the time, in a not-so-nice apartment. Now we're all young adults, me and my boyfriend both 20, and his friend a little older at 24. For anonymity's sake, I will call my boyfriend Jake, and his friend Steven. Now me and Jake have been dating for about 3 years now, and got together in high school. Steven was more of a new friend that we both met at a local comic book store a few months back. Now we all decided to get an apartment together, so we could all move out of our parents' places. It was really great at first. There was no drama, bills were being paid on time, and things seemed pretty nice despite the recent COVID events. But one day when Jake was at the apartment by himself, he hears a loud banging on the door. When he went to check out who it was, there was nobody there. Jake said that it honestly sounded like someone was trying to break down the door from how hard they were knocking. Now, he kind of dismissed this and went back to watching TV. A few nights later, I was at the apartment by myself, when I too heard a loud banging at the door, and the sounds of a man's voice outside saying something I couldn't hear too well. I texted Jake telling him about this and what was happening, and that's when he told me about the same situation that happened to him a few days prior. I was honestly pretty scared because of the apartments we live in. A lot of people who are here are either drug addicts or dealers. Now, we don't party or do anything like that, but we also don't make the most money. so this is what we could afford together. I don't think it was necessary to call the police at this point, because I don't really like dealing with them in the first place. I'm an African-American female and live in a more racist part of Colorado, by the way. I waited for a bit longer, all the while texting my boyfriend. Then the banging stopped. I went to the door to look into the peephole, and nobody was there. I didn't actually feel like looking outside, because if someone was still there, I didn't want to know their intentions. After a few more hours, Steven comes home after work, and tells me that he too had heard loud banging noises while he was in the shower the other day, when he was home alone. We don't always get days off together because our work schedules are not set schedules. Now, I'm pretty scared now and I'm on high alert. I don't go anywhere because of the lockdown besides work right now. And this next part kind of sealed the deal with calling the police. Me and Jake were laying down at night. Steven was still at work. And we're watching My Hero Academia on Hulu. All of a sudden, the knocking starts again. But it stops almost as soon as it started. Me and Jake just looked at each other and went to the window by the door to peek out and see. What we saw was four guys standing outside of the apartment door. Now, two of them had hoodies on, and the other two we couldn't get a good look at. I decided to take a picture with my phone just in case I needed to report them to the apartment's office or the police. Now, this next part was kind of my fuck up, but as I took the picture, the flash went off. Now, when I tell you my stomach hit the floor, I literally mean it. I jumped down onto the ground and clenched my teeth together, while Jake looked at me with wide eyes. The guys outside had to have seen the flash because it was practically point blank in their faces. The knocks on the door became kicks now, and the guys who were outside were yelling at us to open the door, or else. I feel like a big baby, but I was just screaming for them to stop. Jake, on the other hand, ran to the bedroom, where he grabbed his pistol that his dad had gave him. Without warning, Jake had ran to the front door and unloaded the clip into the door. After this, they ran away pretty fast. And when Steven got home, he said that there was a lot of blood outside the door and called the police when he saw it. It turns out that the men were caught later that night because they had went to the hospital close by. And when you get shot and go to the ER, the police are notified. We still don't know who they are or what they wanted. Only three of them were arrested, and the other has yet to be found. I'm not really sure what to do at this point, but I feel like just writing this down has helped a lot.
Last year, I was temporarily a host at a restaurant which was not very popular, so we were not often busy. One midday shift, I hadn't seen a customer in a while, when this old short stocky man came in and asked for a table near a window. I sat him in the section of my friend Mariah. Each waitress had their own 3-4 table section of the restaurant, to keep the number of customers being seated fair. Mariah was college age, and this man was easily around 65 or older. My host stand was close enough to their table to hear the conversation that got weirder by the minute. He kept mentioning that he worked for a towing service. He looked far past retirement age and kept complimenting her. It was seemingly innocent things, like,
"You have a pretty smile,"
or,
"You're a great waitress,"
to which he kind of nervously laughed about and said something to the effect of, "Aw, thank you." Thinking he was just a lonely old man trying to be nice, but then his compliments just got downright strange.
"With a body like that, you must have a boyfriend."
Or,
"I wish my ex-wife looked like you when we met."
At one point, she felt him try to grab her ass as she was walking away from him. She got so uncomfortable that she ended up having our male friend, Chad, finish waiting on the man, giving the excuse that her shift was over, when really she went in the kitchen and literally hid from him until he left. When Chad came to be his waiter, the guy lost any cheerfulness in his face and looked genuinely angry. And I was actually afraid at this point, thinking that he might try to prey on me next. I was around the same age as Mariah and the only one in the same area of the restaurant as this guy, but he didn't. He just quickly finished eating while hardly speaking or looking at Chad and left without saying a word. The guy left a tip of $5 in ones and wrote Mariah on each one, front and back, in pen. I assumed, trying to make sure, Chad didn't think it was for him. Our manager gave Mariah permission to avoid this guy anytime he came in, because of how he behaved. A few days later, he came in and asked for Mariah. Her shift didn't start for over an hour, so I told him that I would have to sit him with someone else, and he refused. He insisted on waiting at a table that was meant to be in her section, and literally sat down prepared to wait for over an hour. I went and got our manager, and he told the man that he couldn't let him wait for that long in her section, but he could sit him with another waiter. The man then left without saying anything. The main phone line for the restaurant was at the host stand, so we can make reservations, etc. And this guy called me the next day asking to talk to Mariah. I could tell by his voice that it was him, so I played stupid and I said, "Can I ask who's calling?" And he just responded with,
"No, put her on."
I got my manager and he picked up the phone saying, "Hi sir, this is the manager. How can I help you?" Pause. She's not here. Can I take a message? I watched his face when he listened to what the guy said next, and he looked like he was about to throw up. He hung up on the man without saying another word. He wouldn't tell me what the guy said. It was clearly something disgusting aimed at Mariah. We ended up having to tell this guy she didn't work there anymore, so he quit asking for her. After he was told that, he never came back. I have no idea what his problem was, but I hope he never goes back there, for Mariah's sake.